And we welcome to Art in the Year Spotlight, Wendy Marciniak, who is president and CEO of the Chesterton Art Center, of course, located in Chesterton. Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, how Chesterton Art Center is doing now that we're coming into summer and all the way into fall, especially with COVID-19 and how that's affecting you?
Well, just like the rest of the world, we kind of grounded to a halt in the middle of March. And sadly, along with this has come the fact that we do need to cancel the Chesterton Art Fair. So it's been canceled, and we're really looking forward to next year. But on a happier note, we are planning to reopen very soon. We will have an opening closing reception on Saturday, June 27th, our regular hours from 10 to 2. And we're celebrating the work of Jason Gast in our front gallery. So we'll have sort of a little closing reception. And if you'd like to see his work, you can view it on our website at www.chestertonart.com. And then we will be closed for a week after that and reopen to the public again on Monday, July 6th. And we'll be following the guidelines issued by the governor of the state of Indiana. We will ask you to please wear a mask when you visit, and we will have some available if you have forgotten yours, and we will have hand sanitizer available to you, and be very careful to periodically wipe down commonly touched items. We want everyone to be as safe as possible, but we're so excited to be reopening, and we'll be happy to see you. We can't wait. And on that note, in July, we will be featuring the work of Jenny Takacs. And Jenny paints in oils and does beautiful dunescapes and rural sort of landscapes. And so we're really, really excited to have her in the gallery in the month of July. And we will probably have a middle of the month or closing reception to honor her and her work. And there'll be more on that coming up in the future. And with all the changes that have happened, we have taken our children's art education summer camps online. And so basically the way it works is that we have supplies that parents can swing by and pick up a couple days before the class. And the classes run from Monday through Thursday. There's an early session for younger children and an afternoon session for older children. This week, the kids are studying our lakeshore. Next week, it'll be all about local animals. And then the last week will be themed on fairy tale magic. So think Harry Potter, that kind of thing.
And then, how fun.
Yeah, very exciting. Kids love Harry Potter, and so do adults. So there'll be lots of fun activities. And
you have an artist meetup tomorrow, don't you? Is that still a virtual one?
Yes, we are doing the Artist's Way handbook. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Julia Cameron. It's a book, but it's a course too, sort of. So Deb Armstrong has been facilitating that group, and it's free, and you can jump on anytime, and you can register for that on Eventbrite. So those are some of the things coming up. In August, we'll be featuring the work of Robert Hoffman, who has passed away, but his wife Wilma and his family have lots and lots of Bob's work in oil, pastel, and he taught workshops in the dunes for the Chesterton Art Center for years. So it's a lovely, lovely retrospective of his work.
You know, Wendy, looking down the road, and I know this as a way of disclosure being on the board, also the gala is going to be postponed.
Yes, unfortunately, we felt that it was in the best interest to just postpone the gala and just plan it bigger and better for next year.
Very good.
Wendy, was it a consideration to do the Chesterton Art Fair virtually, of the other festivals have been doing?
You know, we thought about that, but because our art fair came up so quickly, it was scheduled for August 1st and 2nd this year, and we were waiting, and, you know, it's been day-to-day with COVID on where the state is at and about large group gatherings, and there were some new insurance issues that would have needed to be covered, and so we did have to physically cancel it, and we just didn't really have enough lead time to get anything, any sort of a virtual art fair online. However, we had been featuring the work of our early bird applicants for the past couple months on our Chesterton Art Fair webpage. So those artists got some exposure, but the other ones just hadn't been juried in yet. So, you know, hopefully we'll have something in place in the future if you know.
Yes, if even just the list of who was going to be in it. So if somebody wanted to support them, they could find them.
Absolutely. Yeah, unfortunately, this year we hadn't even gotten to the jurying part. That would have
been.
So it was kind of hard to say who exactly was going to be in the fair.
Well, Wendy, I think that's all we have time for the spotlight. Thanks for coming on Art of the Year. Let us know what's going on at Chesterton Art Center. That's chestertonart.com to find out all about classes and what's going on there. Thank you, Wendy.